Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral relations and explored new avenues of cooperation in energy, trade, investment, healthcare, and automobiles, among others. Addressing media after the talks, Secretary East Rudrendra Tandon said, today's discussions between the two sides focused on forging an energy partnership between the two countries, as Venezuelan energy sector is undergoing a fundamental transformation.
The discussions also went into broadening the economic partnership to other areas, not just in the energy sector, but also in areas like mining, animal husbandry, transportation, agriculture equipment, automotive sector, and pharmaceuticals, to try and work out ways in which Indian commercial entities can enter the Venezuelan market successfully.
During the conversation, the leaders also exchanged views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to deepening the bilateral partnership and advancing the interests of the Global South. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today approved a two-fold increase in financial ceiling for field commanders to strengthen operational efficiency. He also released the revised delegation of financial powers for the defence services, including medical and other projects. The Ministry of Defence said the revised delegation of financial powers will facilitate procurement of more than 1,25,000 crore rupees through the revenue route, in line with the current year's budgetary allocations. Union Public Service Commission has developed face authentication protocol in its endeavor to enhance the integrity of the examination process and prevent impersonation. The Commission successfully implemented face authentication during recently held Civil Services and Indian Forest Service Preliminary Examination 2026. The face authentication protocol ensures that the candidate whose photo was uploaded at the time of filing the application form is the same as the candidate who appears with the admit card to write the exam. Four patients lost their lives and more than 20 others were injured in a fire that broke out in early hours today at a private hospital in Muzaffarpur in Bihar. According to reports, the blaze originated in the hospital's ICU and rapidly spread throughout the building. Fire brigade personnel managed to bring the fire under control after extensive efforts. An Indian-origin cardiac surgeon, Dr. Sudhir Srivastav, sets a world record by performing the longest-distance robotic telesurgery from Guyana in India by using Made in India Surgical Robotic System technology. The telesurgery was remotely conducted between Georgetown Public Hospital in Guyana and IRCAT India in Indore. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution that seeks to halt President Trump from taking further military action in Iran. The 215-208 vote was successful after four Republicans joined Democrats in a rare public show of disapproval of the war, which began in February. This is the fourth attempt by the House to rein in Trump's war powers, which critics say lack congressional approval. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a flat note today. The BSE Sensex rose 14 points to close at 74,360. NSE Nifty added 11 points to settle at 23,417. The inaugural edition of the World Yogasan Sports Championship kicked off in Ahmedabad in Gujarat, marking a historic milestone on the global sporting roadmap. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually join the mega event in the evening to share his best wishes as yoga enthusiasts and athletes from across the globe gather for the competition. And India has retained its strong presence in the latest world boxing rankings. Jasmine Lamboria climbed to world number one in the women's 57-kilogram category, while Asian champions Priya Ghangas in 60-kilogram and Vishwanath Suresh in 50-kilogram surged into the top three of their respective categories. In the women's section, Meenakshi extended her reign as world number one in the 48-kilogram category, while in men's section, Sachin Sivaj and Narinder Berwal broke into the top five following a sustained run of international success. And that is the end of this news bulletin.